This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA flash briefing.
An observational German study suggests that Spinraza improves or stabilizes motor and lung functions in adults with SMA type 3. The findings do need to be further confirmed in larger real-world studies, as they are significant compared with the disease's natural history. The study was called Safety and Treatment Effects of Nusinersen in Longstanding Adults with SMA Type 3, a prospective observational study. It was published in the Journal of Neuromuscular Diseases. SMA comprises a group of neurodegenerative disorders that's characterized by the gradual loss of motor neurons. This leads to muscle weakness and wasting. Type 3 SMA is a late onset and generally milder form of the disease. In these patients, the symptoms become apparent between 18 months and 12 years of age. Some individuals are able to stand and walk at least for some time in life. Biogen Spinraza in December 2016 became the first approved treatment for SMA types 1 to 3 in the US. This was followed by approval in other countries: Australia, Brazil, Japan, Switzerland, South Korea, Canada, Chile, and several other countries in Europe. While Spinraza's therapeutic effects have been widely demonstrated in early stages of the disease and in young patients, there is no data from clinical trials or real-world studies on adults with SMA type 3. So, this prospective, observational, real-world study evaluated the safety and effectiveness of Spinraza in 19 adults with SMA type 3 in Germany. Participants received Spinraza directly into the spinal canal, and it was done at day 1, day 14, 28, and 63. They also received a maintenance treatment at day 180 and day 300, and this ended up being exactly 10 months after the study began. The patient's muscle function was measured using the Medical Research Council Muscle Scale, and motor function was assessed with the Hammersmith Functional Motor Scale Expanded, the 6-minute walk test, revised upper limb module, and the ALS Functional Rating Scale. Lung function was evaluated through forced vital capacity and cough peak flow. Participants ranged in age from 18 to 59 years old, and the median age of disease onset was 12 years. Their median disease duration was 23.8 years. 7 patients were women and 12 were men. Among the participants, 12 were able to walk and 7 were wheelchair dependent. 17 of the 19 participants completed the entire observation period of 10 months. Researchers said that longer disease duration was associated with poor motor function, and this supports the assumption that early treatment can slow the progression of muscle weakness. Treatment with Spinraza led to mild improvement or stabilization of both motor and lung function in these patients. Statistically significant improvements were observed in the middle of the study. 7 patients achieved 6-minute walk test improvements that were between 31 and 83 meters. While the effects of these changes were not considered clinically meaningful, stabilization or even improvement in these tests over such a short period of time is significant. Although non-significant statistically, 9 patients also showed improvements in their Hammersmith score. 5 of them increased their score by more than 3 points, which is considered clinically meaningful. Spinraza was generally well tolerated, and there was no reports of serious adverse events. 10% of the time of dosing, 7 patients reported back pain, and 4 patients reported headaches. Overall, even in SMA type 3 patients who had the disease for 53 years, improvement of motor function exceeded expectations. Since they didn't just stabilize the disease, it justifies taking treatment beyond childhood and early adolescence. And findings suggest that the 6-minute walk test and the Hammersmith score might be sensitive enough to assess changes in disease progression for SMA type 3 adults. However, future real-world studies in larger groups of patients are required. This would help to better understand the clinically meaningful effects that Spinraza has for SMA type 3 adults.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. Over the years, I've come to learn the healthcare industry has high turnover rates, especially when it comes to personal care and nursing. To be honest, I wouldn't recognize all the PCAs I've had helping me in my lifetime. I've come to terms with that, but it doesn't mean it's easy. As far as skilled nursing care, I really don't need a lot. I have a nurse come out once a month to do routine checks, toenail care, and dispense my depot shot when it's due. Although it saves me a trip to the doctor's office, I'm really debating if it's worth it. Over the last few months, it's been a new nurse every time. They go down their checklist, entering data that floats off into cyberspace never to be seen again. It's difficult to talk about bowel movements to someone you've never met. How do I know if they actually know how to trim toenails? Will they say something offensive about my purple potato feet? Why should I open myself up when it's likely I'll never see them again? The redundancy between agencies gets on my nerves as well. My county renews my services every year. Surprise, surprise, they went through the same stupid checklist as the nurse just 3 days earlier. Another shocker. It's someone I've never met. Plus, she's not even the one who's going to be assigned my case manager. I haven't met her either. Excuse me if I'm a bit standoffish. I rely on these services, so I do my best not to be snippy, as my mom would say. With a forced smile on my face, I say my last bowel movement was yesterday, recite the months backwards, and say I have no pain, even though my shoes are killing me. How do you guys deal with revolving nurses? Does it bother you? Unfortunately, I don't have a solution. Share your thoughts at smanewstoday.com/forums. Have a great day, everyone.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.